Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Tara Saraban, and you're listening to World's Dumbest Criminals. If you're keen to hear about the most ridiculous, bizarre, and downright stupid criminals and crime stories in the world ever, you've come to the right place. In today's episode, you'll be hearing about a self-described bogan named Kyle, who was legally banned from every pub, club, and alcohol-selling establishment in Western Australia after a run-in with a bouncer. I'll be chatting with Kyle about the incident that went viral and what the aftermath has been like for him. It may well prove to be the most Aussie interview ever. Alrighty, let's get cracking. On September 11th last year, 20-year-old Kyle Ferguson went out for drinks in Perth to celebrate a mate's birthday. He told the media a security guy said he wouldn't let him into a club because his ID had a chip in it and because he was dressed like a fucking redneck. Rather than give Kyle his wallet back and send him on his way, the security guy chucked it across the street and asked him, "What are you going to do about it?" In response, Kyle threw a punch at the bouncer, which he recognises in hindsight was not the best way to handle the situation. Soon afterwards, Kyle received a legal document in the mail stating that he was banned from every alcohol-selling establishment in the entire state of Western Australia. He made a TikTok about receiving the ban, which immediately went viral. News networks rushed to interview Kyle, resulting in Aussie Az sound bites like this one.
What basically happened was yesterday I got a serve in the mail that's telling me I'm banned from basically every pub, club or alcohol establishment here in WA for about a year, which I think is kind of un-Australian, to be honest. I'm banned from everywhere. Thank you, WA Police. I threw the first punch. To be honest, I did muck up, it was my own mistake, but I don't think a ban for a year from every pub in WA is fair. I call that just an abuse of power. Someone most probably does not like me in the higher-ups of WA police. I'll most probably their daughter or something.
While I was researching this story, I came across another TikTok where Kyle talked about receiving death threats and a bunch of hate after his antics reached the headlines. Initially, I found that surprising, but then I remembered what a toxic shithole full of anonymous hate the internet can be. So rather than just me talking about the case, I reached out to Kyle through TikTok to see if he'd be interested in coming on the podcast to have a chat about the incident and what the aftermath has been like for him. It turns out Kyle is a good sport and he was up for it. Now, because the internet is a vast wasteland heavily populated by cowards hiding behind their usernames to spread unnecessary rage throughout the world in the hopes of feeling better about themselves, I should make it clear that I don't condone violence. And Kyle was not charged with any kind of assault. Let's have a listen. Hey, Kyle, welcome to the show.
There you go.
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, you know, still can't drink at the pub, so who knows?
Yes. Well, we're going to get into that. I talk about a lot of people who've gone viral,
yep.
But I don't actually get a chance to talk to them usually. So I'm really glad that you're coming on the show. Thanks so much for that.
It's all good.
So you have a TikTok account, at Kyle the Cowboy Ferguson. Tell us a little bit about that, please.
I originally started making TikToks just for the fun of it, really.
yeah, it just blew up, and then I started making videos, and then she just went viral for a bit.
Yeah, so did you go viral before the incident of which we will speak, or or has that been the main one?
No, that's the one that's really blown it up. That's the one that's got the most views and the most people ever added me.
Last year you posted a video about being banned from every alcohol-serving establishment in Western Australia.
Yeah.
How many views did that rack up, you reckon?
Well, when I last looked at it before it got deleted from YouTube itself, TikTok itself, it had about 800,000, 900,000.
Wow. Were you surprised by that?
Honestly, yeah. Well, I just uploaded it thinking it'd be funny, and I never got the band, never seen the band before, and never heard of anyone else having it. And so I uploaded it, and yeah, it just blew off like a skyrocket.
So can you tell the listeners a bit about what the incident was that caused you to be banned from everywhere that sells alcohol in WA, including restaurants, casinos, and bottle shops? I didn't realise it was bottle shops too, because, like, I was like, ah, screw it, he can just grab something and drink somewhere else. But bottle shops as well, dude.
Oh, bottle shops, man. I'm basically been pretty much, I can't even go to a rodeo without getting asked if I'm drinking or not. So I can't go to a rodeo, burnout comp, pretty much any entertainment venue that serves alcohol, I'm not allowed to go.
Oh, and you strike me as someone who quite likes the rodeo and a burnout comp.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm technically sitting in a skid car right now talking in the interview. So, yeah, pretty much.
So tell us about what happened that caused you to get banned.
Well, we went out that night. It was one of my friend's birthdays, and he's an Irish fellow. He's a backpacker. So we've gone out. We've had three drinks at one pub, and as I've walked into this place, my ID had a chip in it at the time, so it had a big, like, fuck-off crack in it.
Your ID. So your ID didn't look right?
Didn't look right.
Okay.
Because I'm from New South Wales originally, and all my IDs are still New South Wales. It's quite hard when you're in WA to go get that, you know, fixed. So I just left it for a while. It always worked. I've normally been allowed into pretty much any club I got into. And the bouncers looked at it, pulled me off to the side. He's had a chat to me. Then he starts arcing up and goes, "You need to fuck off." And I said, "Mate, look, just give me back my wallet and ID and I'll be happy and I'll just leave you alone." He yeets it across the road and says, "What you going to do about it?" And the most reasonable thought in my time was to punch him in the face.
Uh-oh.
Because I didn't like him fucking chucking me wallet across the road, because I thought of it as a bit rude. And as I've gone to hit him, 10 blokes have punched on with me. I've just been knocked out once. I've got back up to go again. I get pushed over to the side of the road where the security there have tried to chuck me into a moving vehicle. And after that, I was slammed to the ground until the cops were there, and I went to the cop shop. I spent about 20 minutes in the cop shop, and they sent me off to hospital with bleeding coming out of the ear.
Oh.
And fractures. Yeah.
Dude, okay. That's not something that I read about when I was researching this. That's pretty bloody intense.
Nah.
I gotta ask, did you connect with the bouncer?
Well, I did say on the news that I didn't, but yeah, I did connect with him. I just wanted to make sure that I wouldn't get in any more trouble during the court dates.
Yeah, okay. So do you have any regrets about that at this point?
Oh, look, I do regret not walking away. I'd still be allowed to drink. I do still drink. It's easy to drink.
Damn straight.
But, yeah, I just miss going to the pubs, to be honest. The atmosphere of it all.
And now that TikTok that you made that went viral, talking about this experience and you reading out the notice you received about how you'd been banned from all the pubs and just anywhere that sells alcohol. Yeah. That's been taken down now. Why's that?
It got taken down originally after it was posted up. The reason for that is TikTok's decision, not mine. I would have left it up there because it's pretty funny. But TikTok took it down for something of personal issues and bullying, which is a normal thing for TikTok at this point in time.
Oh, okay.
You see a trend in... Yeah.
Because I run Facebook groups, and there's a lot of just really ridiculous stuff where they say that you're I don't know, promoting hate speech, and it's like a picture of a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. Is that TikTok's version, is the bullying stuff?
Yeah, I guess so, but I wasn't bullying anyone. I was just bullying myself, basically.
Yeah, because I saw that. You were kind of, you know, just going what the fuck and sort of laughing about how intense it was to be someone who's been kicked out of fucking everywhere.
Yeah, well, I've never seen it before in my life, and I'm only 20, so someone older than me could have had this before me or something like that, but I just found it pretty funny.
Yeah, I read that there's like 145 people who had it last year, but you're the only one that's really kind of made the news for it.
Yeah.
Or at least got on my radar. And so you were actually charged with failing to leave a premises and fighting in public. So are those charges still pending?
No, I got a spent conviction on it. Thank you to my lawyers. Shout out to those blokes. They're really good people. We tried to get CCTV from the nightclub's perspective, so it could show them what they actually did before the cops rocked up. But all that footage was deleted before we could get it into the courtroom.
Oh, that's a little bit suspicious.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But, you know, apparently they never keep recordings of the nights.
Oh, okay. So I know some places they like re-record over them, but it's generally like several days later.
Yeah, it took me 3 to 4 months to try and get the video footage, and then they said that there was none.
Okay, no, that does make sense, actually.
Yeah.
You posted another TikTok later on about how you've copped a bunch of shit from people since going viral. Oh. And you even got death threats. Like, what the fuck, man? What were people saying to you?
I got death threats from bar staff, station hands, farmers. I had this one big bloke, Jock McQueen. There's no hate to that bloke, to be honest. I watch his videos all the time. He's always been a good influence under my book. He just told me I shouldn't have said the shit I said. Other stuff like that. It's just bullshit, to be honest. I didn't like the death threats coming from it. I thought it was just a bit petty. I'm just only 20. People got to remember I'm a young gun. So we are pretty stupid.
Yeah, you know, I get it. But I don't recall you actually saying anything really bad in that video. What were they objecting to?
Oh, apparently I've made a fool of the farming community in general, and this is what everyone thinks that farmers now look like.
Oh, okay.
Well, I never stated to Channel 7 or Channel 10 or Channel 9 that I was a farmer. I'm actually a station hand for cattle stations.
Yeah.
So I'm just a shit kicker on the end of the list.
Oh, okay, but you've brought the entire industry into disrepute, huh?
Yeah, apparently so.
Well, that makes you pretty important, I guess.
Oh, apparently so. I just want to get back into station work. I haven't done station work now for about a year, and it's quite sad, actually, that I can't go back to the job I really love to do, which is working with cattle and farming. Because of a stupid thing I said over the news, which I don't regret, because I got to see some of the most famous people I've ever known in my life.
That's what I was going to say. So it's a mixed bag, this going viral thing, huh?
Yeah, there's a downside and upside to everything. There's consequences for your actions, and, well, I don't know. I don't know how long it'll take me to get back onto the station, but there's a lot of people out there telling me if I ever rocked up to work on their station that they'll shoot me.
What the fuck? See, that seems like a bit of an overreaction, maybe.
Maybe, but because I did say I most probably fucked the commissioner's daughter on live TV, that's a thing.
Okay, see, I thought you were joking and saying the way people were reacting, it's as though you'd done that, not that you'd actually done that.
Well, yeah.
Did you say that you'd actually done that? Because, all right, so, all right, this is starting to make a little bit more sense now, Kyle.
Yeah, I did say that.
Oh, okay. And do you regret saying that, maybe?
That, yeah, I 100% regret saying that. That's for sure.
If you hadn't said that, do you reckon you'd be copying all this shit and you would have been, like, fired and stuff?
don't know, really, to be honest. I can't say for everyone out there. There's always people that have, like, there's a shit ton of people on the internet that agree with me, think I'm a legend for it. But there's also a ton of other people that want me dead. So it's a mixed breed. It's a mixed breed. And even if I did say that, didn't say that, there would still be people out there hating me.
How do you keep going doing, like, because I get a decent amount of hate, nothing like that. Although I have been told that I deserve to have my voice box removed because someone didn't like an episode of my other podcast, which I thought was like, maybe just don't listen to it.
True.
You know, like maybe just turn it off. So, sorry, I've lost my fucking point now. Oh, yeah. So in terms of like getting all that hate and that sort of thing, like how do you deal with that and keep posting videos and things and keep having what seems like a pretty positive attitude? It doesn't put you off or make you like worried that someone's going to actually do something?
Do something? Not really. Hey, like where I live in at the moment, we've got crowbars at the front door. Honestly, I'm not scared of people. Like if they try and dox me online, that's fine. They can come to my house. Let's just say they won't leave peacefully. They'll leave in the back of a cop car.
Okay. I thought you were going to go somewhere else with that, but no. All right. That's
No. I can't legally own guns anymore because I'm not in New South Wales. So, yeah, even if I had guns, I wouldn't go that far to point one at someone to tell them to get off the property. At the end of the day, I'm actually a nice person when, like, all my mates and stuff in real life, we all love each other and shit like that. Just people take it a step too far sometimes. I don't let their hate get to me, really.
Yeah. No, well, that's, you know, good on you because there's so much of it out there. So much of it.
So much hate.
So what do your folks reckon about all of this?
Who do you want to start off with, dad or mum?
Oh, I don't know. What do they feel differently? Is one of them a fan and one of them's like, well, you shouldn't have done that. The other one's like, do it again. I don't know. Do they feel similarly or?
A little bit similarly. Like, mum thinks I'm a fucking total fuckhead for it. Yeah, I remember the day she saw me on the news, she'd ring me up and goes, what the fuck? Or what are you doing on there? You're an idiot. You need to get that taken down. I'm like, it's just streamed over to 25 million people in Australia. How am I supposed to get them to take it down off the news?
Yeah, I don't think they'd be into that.
And Dad drives interstate trucks. He drives to Wickham Transport. I gave him a call a couple of months ago. We don't speak much. And he said, oh, I saw you on the news a couple of months back. I'm like, yeah, what did you think about it? And he goes, you're a fucking legend for it, but you're also a dumb cunt. That's his exact words too.
Oh wow, that might be the Aussiest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, what do you do for fun now that you're not allowed to go where most people your age would go on, you know, Friday, Saturday nights and stuff like that?
Well, I never really went to the clubs beforehand anyways. I'm more of a pub person.
Yeah, but you can't go to them either, can you?
Oh, legally, yes. Legally, no, I can't go, but illegally, they can't stop me. They'll have to post my face all over every pub and club in the state of WA, which they haven't yet.
Yet.
I've been to more bottlos and alcohol establishments here since I've been banned than I was without the ban.
Okay.
That hasn't stopped me at all.
And you haven't had to, like, you know, dress up like a 60-year-old man with, like, a big bushy, like, blonde wig or something and disguise yourself?
No. I remember we had a Christmas party in Northbridge near where the incident actually happened, and I've walked in with my mate, and me and him are both station hands, and it's just for a Christmas party. So we've gone in and the seccies have looked at me and gone, aren't you the bloke that's got banned off the news? And I was like, yeah, I am. And they go, mate, we honestly don't care. Go in, enjoy yourself, have a good night, man.
Are you worried that telling me that, like if I put that out there, are you worried that that might come back and bite you in the ass though?
Not really, because how can they prove it?
Well, because he's, okay, so you could say I was just lying to seem cool.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But no, I would never dog those Seki's names in or the name of the pub. But yeah, I've been to multiple. They doesn't stop me, really. It's just a made up law, I think.
And just for the listeners, Seki, you mean like guys working security or people working security, yeah?
Yeah, security or events manager, whatever they're called. I go by Seki because that's what Dad used to call them.
Okay. What do you reckon in terms of the good and the bad and everything that's happened since you went viral? Do you think it's more positive or negative?
Oh, look, I think it's both par and par with it. I've got to meet Isaac Butterfield. I've got to meet other people as well. People have come out of the streets to shake my hand. But also on the downside is I've been yelled at in the street for it. So I'd say it's been par on par with each other, but I honestly wouldn't let it keep me down.
That's a good attitude to have. Anything else you want to talk about?
Well, we can talk about me mates if you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
This pub thing's just been weird and the boys have always had me back for it. Especially shout out to one of my mates, fucking KBM for detailing. He's out of Brizzy. He's a mad cunt. They've shouted me out me a free job if I want it.
Okay.
Up there in Brisbane. Yeah, I've been offered a lot of jobs actually just because of it, but not any that I've wanted to do in life, really, like farming and stuff like that. That's something I can't get back into it for a while because most of the farmers hate me.
Even in other states, like it's like the whole country, all the farmers have joined together in their hatred of you.
Well, that's what people say.
Oh, you know what? If you're bringing people together, Kyle.
Mate, I just want to work back on a farm again.
So how are you going to do that? Like, do you have a conviction? Are you able to, is that going to affect if you wanted to go overseas?
Oh, no. So what happened was a suspension conviction. So that means the only records ever come up is for court only.
Okay.
And I had to pay a $1,342 fine. That was about it.
Okay. So what are you planning on doing next, particularly in wanting to get back into farm work? Pretty sad that you're not able to do that right now, since you have such a passion for it.
Oh, I love it. It's a great gig. What me and the boys here were thinking is we're going to start more getting into YouTube.
Ah.
So we've got skid cars galore here. We've got this one, which is a VX I'm sitting in. We've got an AU, a VN, and a old Rover burnout car. What we're thinking was just start getting into YouTube and just building cars.
Okay. That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. Well, we figured out if we can make the money from it, we can buy our own farm and then tell everyone else to get fucked.
That is the perfect note to end the interview on. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
No, you're all good.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
To finish up, I have a few punchline crimes for you. These are short cases that sound more like jokes than something that really happened. African grey parrots love talking and are renowned for their ability to mimic people's speech, which has got a mouthy bird named Rocco in trouble a few times now. Rocco used to live at the National Animal Welfare Trust Sanctuary in Berkshire until his potty mouth got him kicked out. The staff there were worried that his swearing might upset visitors to the sanctuary. But if you're anything like me, it would have been an attraction, not a drawback. And in Rocco's defence, he was only repeating words he'd heard. I mean, maybe if members of staff were secretly going around talking about what assholes and fuckheads people were, is it any wonder that Rocco followed suit? I'm sensing a cover-up here. There is absolutely no evidence to suggest that the staff were in fact swearing about people. Rocco could have picked up that language somewhere else. No lawsuits, please. A kind employee of the sanctuary named Marion brought Rocco home to live with her in Oxfordshire. Once there, he struck up a friendship with the voice-activated personal assistant, Alexa. Not only would she engage in conversations with Rocco, but she'd also play the music he requested. Apparently, his favourite band is Kings of Leon. Marion told the Daily Mail, "Oh, they chat away to each other all day. Often I come in and there's music playing. But this bird and robot friendship has a downside." Possibly just trying to tell Alexa about his favourite things, Rocco ended up ordering a bunch of stuff from Amazon, including watermelons, raisins, broccoli and ice cream, as well as a light bulb and a kite. Maybe he likes doing science experiments as well as eating. Marion told the media how surprised she was when he first did this and said, "Oh, I have to check the shopping list when I come in from work and cancel all the items he's ordered." Despite his shopaholic tendencies and penchant for credit card fraud, Marion reckons Rocco is a lovely boy. She said, "Oh, I've come home before and he has romantic music playing. He loves to dance and has the sweetest personality." Oh, come on, Marion. Let the sweet, sweary little fucker have his watermelons.
1240, you clear the termination of the following. Incident 139.
The owner of Stargate Pizza in Delaware was shutting up shop for the night at around 10:30 p.m. on July 10th, 2020. As he was locking up the business with a piping hot pizza in one hand to take home, a man wielded a machete at him and demanded money. The shop owner told the armed thief that he didn't have any money on him, but that didn't deter the bad guy. So the owner threw the pizza at him. You'd think in a bizarro game of rock, scissors, paper like this that machete would beat pizza, but that just wasn't the case. The would-be robber turned tail and ran from the scene before jumping into a getaway car and speeding off into the night. It's just like the old saying goes, don't bring a machete to a pizza fight. Palawan in the Philippines is a popular tourist destination due to its white sandy beaches, clear blue waters, and stunning array of marine life. It also seems to be the best place in the whole world to get arrested. In April last year, Palawan's most wanted man, Alan de Los Angeles, was apprehended by the Altavas Municipal Police. He'd been on the run since 1996 after being charged with illegal possession of firearms and attempted murder. Alan, who was nabbed on his 45th birthday, didn't resist arrest and immediately confessed to the crimes. I'm not sure if it was because Alan was such a big fish, so compliant, or if they do this for everyone, but once the police discovered it was his birthday, they went out of their way to make his day special for him. Now, they didn't go so far as to release him without charge, but they did surprise him with a birthday cake. It was a big, fancy chocolate cake with "Happy 45th Birthday, Alan" from Altavas Municipal Police written on it in icing. The officer in charge of the Altavas Municipal Police Station told the Manila Bulletin, "We had no idea that it was his birthday. After we learned that it was his birthday, we chipped in some money to buy a cake for him. We gave it to him and he was very thankful. The cake was shared here in celebration of his birthday." So yeah, don't commit a crime and get arrested on your birthday. But if you do commit a crime and get arrested on your birthday, make sure you do it in Palawan. This brings me to the end of the episode. Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe if you want to stay up to date with all future episodes. And if you dug what you heard, please leave a review. If you'd like to support this independent as fuck podcast, head on over to patreon.com/worldsdumbestcriminals. All levels get access to monthly bonus episodes and ad-free episodes, and higher levels also receive some merch. I'd like to thank Tracy Garner and Fairy Princess Kitty for coming on board as patrons this month. Thanks so much for your support. If you're up for some more dumb criminals action in your life, you could follow me on Twitter at WDCriminalsPod and Instagram at World's Dumbest Criminals Podcast. Or you could join our World's Dumbest Criminals Podcast Facebook group. And thanks to the esteemed Lorraine Ledwell for running the group with me. Till next time, look after yourself, stay out of trouble, and whatever you do, don't commit a crime that makes you end up on this podcast.